road fast Friday and a home fast Friday?
Not really. Not really up until this point. Difference would be right now, rather than spending the afternoon at home, you're going to spend the afternoon on a plane traveling to our destination.
Between now and kickoff on Sunday, what type of work do you get done on the road with the team? What is the Jack Del Rio Oakland Raiders philosophy?
We'll prepare much like we would at home. So we're going to start to wind down to the game. We'll have our practice tomorrow. We'll have our meetings and practice tomorrow. We'll have our time in between, and then the evening meetings, and get ready to go.
Jack, when you look at Michael Rivera, he was such an important role for Derek last year. This year, his numbers are down. I know it's only two games. Is that a byproduct of you guys having them do different things, or is it maybe even a byproduct of having a better receiving core now that the tight ends are not going to be?
Well, I think first of all, that's an excellent question for fantasy fans out there, you know, that need to know who to play this week and all those types of things. But, you know, really it's a game plan week to week, how we put the plan together, how we're going to attack people. We do have more weapons available for Derek and for us offensively. But the reality is Michael's a guy that we really appreciate and respect, and know that he's going to get his catches and his opportunities throughout the season.
So you don't have any fantasy advice?
No, I'm not good for that.
It's going to also come down to taking what the defense gives you as well. As much as you want to take your shots and be aggressive, you know, sometimes they'll take somebody away and it'll open up opportunities.
Yeah, there's a little bit of being smart in terms of taking what you want. There's a little bit of also going and taking what you want. And what do we want, and how do we look at it, and what things are we going to go after? So, you know, we're not always trying to be reactive to what they want to do to us. We want to also, you know, create things that they have to deal with.
Coach Musgrave also talked that he'd like to get more touches for everybody, including Latavius Murray.
Yeah.
He said if we just keep – team keeps pounding and pounding and pounding, that running game will come along. How do you see that?
Yeah, same way as I just got done talking about Michael. Whether you're talking about running backs, tight ends, wide receivers, is one guy getting a lot this week, not the next week? Now, that's all game planning. That's all, you know, we're looking at it each week as an opportunity to put our best effort forward to beat that opponent. It's all about, for us, winning the game. And so we work hard at putting our plan together. You know, you go out and execute your plan, and whoever ends up getting the numbers, you add them up at the end, and there you go.
Have you found that players on this team are unselfish? Those numbers really don't matter?
Very unselfish. We've got a really strong locker room that way. Guys have done a great job working together, being unselfish, sacrificing, and understanding that it's about the team and not about any one individual.
Lots being made about this road losing streak, and obviously it will continue to be so until you win one on the road. But is that something as a coach that you discuss with your players?
Only for you guys.
Unsaid, because a lot of you guys haven't been there.
Yeah, only for you guys. Is this a... For us, this is our first opportunity. This is a chapter three in our season. You know, we had the first two at home. Chapter three goes on the road. We get an opportunity to go on the road and compete. And we're going to define who we are on the road. And we get started, you know, Sunday at 1:00.
What's the biggest challenge of winning on the road? We've done this for a long time.
Winning's tough in this league. You know, whether you're on the road or at home, winning is tough. You know, you go out there, you earn it. Teams that are well prepared go out there, play hard, compete, stick together. You know that when you go on the road, the one thing you're going to deal with is crowd noise. And, again, they're as loud as you allow them to be. So we go out there and play good football, they're not going to be quite as loud.
It may not have fantasy implications, but a lot of fans want to make a big deal and a distinction over what position Khalil Mack plays, defensive end, linebacker. And obviously you're not going to give away the game plan, but does it really matter what you call the guy when it comes to what he does?
Well, he plays both. So he's a guy that is a linebacker, is a defensive end. You can call him whatever you want to call him. It makes you feel good, but he's a good football player, and we're glad we have him.
All right, guys. Thank you.
Thank you.